In January, Governor Herbert called on members of his cabinet to determine which regulations should be kept, which should be modified, and which should be eliminated. According to the review, 368 changes have been or will be made to the state's nearly 2,000 business regulations, including hundreds of state administrative rules, amendments, repeals, and simplifications. There are also 41 recommendations for statutory changes that will require action from the Utah legislature. Speaking at Conveyors and Equipment in Salt Lake City, Governor Herbert said regulations too often accumulate without being reviewed to see if they're meeting the appropriate purpose.
And the appropriate purpose is to make sure that we have regulation in place that protects the public, that ensures that there's a level playing field. But we also want to make sure that we don't have undue regulation which inhibits the ability of the business entrepreneur to be successful in the business environment.
Some of the changes include easing requirements on professional licensing and allowing more business to be done online. Laurie Ryerson is accounting manager for Conveyors and Equipment and a member of the American Payroll Association. She says there are a handful of people who don't have bank accounts, so they can't take advantage of direct deposit, which she says is a more efficient, cost-effective way to manage paychecks. So Ryerson's association considered allowing employees to deposit checks onto pay cards, which are basically ATM cards that aren't issued through a bank.
So we approached the Utah Labor Commission and asked them, you know, for the authority for employers to pay this way. They readily wrote up the rule change, asked us to review it. We were pleased with it for both the employee and the employer, and it was implemented.
Dan Hull, executive director of Utah Associations for Home Care, has worked alongside personal care agencies in Utah for many years. The licensed agencies perform basic homemaking duties for the elderly. At one time, they were required to have a registered nurse sign off on every new client they received, even though the work is non-medical. Hull says he worked for many years to do away with that regulation, which was costing $30 to $40 per patient.
The seniors paid all the costs of this, and so every time we had this cost, we could remove that cost. The seniors didn't have to pay that. So we appreciate the state working with us and removing that, and that helps us do business a lot easier when we can remove regulation that was not really needed.
Governor Herbert says it's not all about savings, but economic opportunity that's stymied. He says overall the cost of business regulation in the country is about $1.7 trillion, so the cost to consumers is significant. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.